Welcome to Tales of History and Imagination. Eccentric Tales from History by Simone Whitlow. Willie the Wimp Stokes Jr. was a notorious figure among the underworld of Chicago's South Side. Though at the time of his passing, Jet magazine listed him as a, quote, flamboyant gambler. It would be reported later he was a drug dealer, working for his alleged kingpin father, William Flukey Stokes. One February night in 1984, Stokes Jr. was gunned down on his way to a motel on the South Side. Though nowhere could I find any indication that anyone was ever arrested for the murder. It is to be noted the murder happened at a time when cheap crack cocaine was starting to flood the streets in many US cities, and a number of young gangsters were suddenly looking to elbow into the business. Stokes Jr., just 28 at the time, left a wife and five children behind. Willie the Wimp's father, William Flukey Stokes, was also something of a, quote, flamboyant gambler. At least that's what his income tax forms claimed he made his money from. He owned a pool hall, and was, at the time of his own death, reputed to be the owner of as many as 40 drug houses, employing around 200 people in his organization. Just like his son, he cut a flamboyant figure. Silk suits, diamond rings with carat counts into the dozens. A taste for Cadillacs. Flukey, for all the damage his gambling did in the community, was beloved by most. He was well known in his neighborhood for acts of kindness to the elderly. He'd bring turkeys to pensioners. To the poor, no strings attached financial assistance to many folk who approached him for help. And the unfortunate, in one case helping rehouse a family whose home had caught fire. All the same, at the time of his own death, Stokes Sr. was facing murder, conspiracy to murder, and racketeering charges. He was also thought to be bringing in $1 million a week from his drug houses. So when Willie the Wimp was gunned down, Flukey put on a funeral which caught the imagination of a number of journalists. There laid out in all his finery was a younger Willie, propped up of a wheel of a Cadillac coffin. Before Willie the Wimp had been loaded into the coffin, it had been taken to a local panel beater's and had a genuine Cadillac front grille and boot added to it. Working front and tail lights were installed. A plastic windshield, a big floral steering wheel, and a dashboard were added, as were four wheels to the chassis. All up, it is believed the coffin, modelled after a 1984 Cadillac Seville, cost Stokes Sr. around $7,000. It also had vanity license plates reading Wimp. Willie himself was dressed in a hot pink three-piece suit with a matching tie, a rather pimping-looking Stetson hat, and a giant diamond ring just like his father wore. He went driving into the great unknown, clutching what most newspapers report as a wad of $100 bills, and Flukey's own biography claimed to be $1,000 notes. When interviewed about the funeral, Flukey advised, quote, "He had a brand new Cadillac every year for the last 8 years or so. Furthermore, one year I was in debt, and he sold his Cadillac to help me out, so I owed him one," end quote. Willie the Wimp's mother Jean added, "I think he would have really liked it because that's the way he was. He was flashy, he believed in style." 2 years later, Flukey Stokes would make the news again after spending $200,000 on a lavish party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of his wedding to Jean. They hired the Staples sisters and the Chilites to play, and Flukey threw $50 and $100 bills out to the guests at one point. As a side note, it's always astonished me, the party was held at the Southside Motel, where Willie the Wimp was gunned down. Not long after this, Flukey himself would be gunned down, having just been acquitted of attempting to kill a rival drug boss. He was murdered in a hit organized by his own bodyguard, on his way back from a night of the movies with his mistress. One morning, Texan musician and songwriter Bill Carter was reading the local newspaper, when an article grabbed his attention. He showed it to his wife and co-writer, Ruth Ellsberg, commenting, "This isn't a column, it's a song." That morning, on their 2-mile drive to the studio, the songwriting duo have a song written out of it. and cut the track later that day. In the studio, Carter's friend, the fabulous Thunderbirds' Jimmy Vaughan, who laid down guitar on the track. That night, Jimmy called his brother, blues legend Stevie Ray Vaughan, raving about what a great song Willie the Wimp and his Cadillac Coffin was. Stevie Ray agreed, adding the song to his live set. Thanks for listening. This has been Tales of History and Imagination. All episodes written by me, Simone Whitlow. Produced and all music, yours truly. Visit the blog historyandimagination.com. Links to social media and liner notes. We have a Facebook and a Twitter, even a Pinterest. We also have a Patreon if you wish to help support the show and keep it going. If you have enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time for more tales of history and imagination.